hell. Latter-day revelations speak of hell in at least two ways. First, it is another name for spirit prison, a place in the post-mortal spirit world for those who have died in their sins without a knowledge of the truth, or in transgression, having rejected the prophets. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 32. This is a temporary state in which spirits will be taught the gospel and have the opportunity to repent and accept ordinances of salvation that are performed for them in temples. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 30 through 35. Those who accept the gospel may dwell in paradise until the resurrection. After they are resurrected and judged, they will receive the degree of glory of which they are worthy. Those who choose not to repent, but who are not sons of perdition, will remain in spirit prison until the end of the millennium, when they will be freed from hell and punishment and be resurrected to a celestial glory. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 81 through 85. Second, the word hell is used to refer to outer darkness, which is the dwelling place of the devil, his angels, and the sons of perdition. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 36 through 38. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 28 through 33. Sons of perdition are those who receive no forgiveness in this world nor in the world to come, having denied the Holy Spirit after having received it, and having denied the only begotten Son of the Father, having crucified him unto themselves, and put him to an open shame. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 34 and 35. See also verses 31 through 33 and 36 through 37. Such individuals will not inherit a place in any kingdom of glory. For them, the conditions of hell remain. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 38. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 24 and 32. See also Kingdoms of Glory, Satan.